Over the years, there have been numerous surveys that show a majority of Americans wouldn't do too well if we were asked to take the United States citizenship test. Well, how do you think you would do if you were asked to take the test right now? I hit the streets of Northwest D.C. to find out.
If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
I think it's the defense security. What is his name? Security and defense or something, guys?
Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. Name one power of the federal government.
To declare war.
What did Susan B. Anthony do?
She was an activist. She fought for women's rights.
Who was the president during World War I?
That's too far history for me. This is horrible.
Oh, no, that's English.
Woodrow Wilson.
See, I was thinking Churchill, Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, see?
Who's the vice president of the United States?
Dick Cheney.
Oh, my gosh. Joe Biden. I'm so sorry.
You got a retake.
Obama.
I know. I know. I'm sorry, President Obama.
All right, who signs bills to become law?
The president.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
John Hancock. He's a big thing, Nick.
No. So where are you from?
D.C.
Okay, so who's your representative?
Eleanor Holmes Norton.
Name the war fought by the United States in the 1800s.
The Revolutionary War.
13 original colonies. Name three of them. New York, North Carolina, South Carolina. That's three of them right there.
You got them. You make America proud, my friend.
And a product of D.C. public schools.
There you go, my friend.
All right, Dave there at the end. He didn't miss one question, by the way. Thanks to all the brave souls who participated, even the ones who have some studying to do.